With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
We have two new theaters opening up in Buffalo and one with a Hispanic theme.
That is Raíces Theater Company that's opening tonight with La Gringa, a play by Carmen Rivera. Interestingly, both of these companies are performing in the spaces typically occupied by established companies. La Gringa will perform in the road less traveled space. But this is a new venture being put forth by Rolando Martín Gómez and Victoria Pérez, two very popular actors in town. And they decided that Buffalo does not have and needs a Latin theater. And so they're coming out first with this play.
Certainly part of our ever-growing Hispanic community here in the city, so this is a wonderful opportunity. And this play, you said, is a little bit about a woman who finds herself caught between two cultures?
Yes, she's Puerto Rican, but Puerto Rican New Yorker. So in New York, people tell her she's a Puerto Rican. Well, she goes to Puerto Rico to connect with her heritage, and there they think she's La Gringa. They think that she is not Puerto Rican, so she finds that she is both Puerto Rican and not. She's between cultures, and that's the theme of this play opening tonight.
Now, another new theater group is opening with two ladies that we know very well in the community, Buffalo Public Theater, Kelly Bocock Natale, and Lorraine O'Donnell, both opening it up with The Wizard of Oz.
An easy offering, isn't it? And it's This is, of course, the 75th anniversary of the MGM film based on the L. Frank Baum classic. They are in collaboration with the Ujima Theater Company, I guess in association, they're saying, and that performs at Theater Loft there on Elmwood Avenue, just north of Utica. Kelly is a very inventive director, and about 3 years ago, she did a gorgeous Peter Pan over at the New Phoenix Theater. So I think that we can expect a faithful yet highly inventive rendering of the popular story of a little girl from Kansas. As a side note, I was down at the Buffalo Public Library, the downtown branch, and they have a big exhibit going related to the Wizard of Oz anniversary. And you know, our library has 14 first editions from the Oz series, including The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. And so if you're down in the vicinity of the library, or it's even worth a special trip, you can see that. And they also have an exhibit that relates to The Wizard of Oz in popular culture, everything from the life of Judy Garland to the musical Wicked.
All in Buffalo's own library, and it's a great way to celebrate that anniversary.
Marvelous. It is a marvelous library.
On to the holiday season. We are in the thick of it, only a few weeks away before Christmas, so we've got a Christmas carol. We've got a couple of Christmas carols.
Alleyway, of course, bringing back their beloved production. I guess we're on to their fifth Scrooge. It's also being done by Ghostlight Theater. Mike Randall will be coming back for five shows only, this time at the Cavanocchi Theater, along with Red Thread Theater, doing his Charles Dickens reads a Christmas carol. He impersonates Charles Dickens. Theater of Youth has Madeline's Christmas. There's A Miracle on 34th Street up at Lancaster Opera House. Even Subversive Theater Collective has You Can't Get a Decent Margarita at the North Pole.
No Alcohol from Santa.
No Alcohol from Santa.
Sure, that's all about.
Forever Plaid Tidings at O'Connell and Company. So much to see.
There really is. It's always exciting. And then we go from the holiday season into something that you did see was Bounty the Mutiny. What is that all about?
It is the Mutiny on the Bounty story. It's the director Bob Waterhouse adapting and working with the New Phoenix Theater Company. We all think from the movies that we are familiar with the Mutiny on the Bounty story. And he digs into some areas that you may not know, some interesting aspects of that historic event back in 1788 with Christian Brandis as Captain Bly and Chris Kelly as Fletcher Christian. And I thought it was wonderful, very engaging and clever.
And they use the space of the New Phoenix Theater pretty well.
I love that space, mm-hmm. That deep thrust space, very dynamic. You feel close to and yet, thankfully, not part of the action.
We'll hope to see you at the theater.
It's very likely.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.